Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 11th, 2025. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. When Jesus had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. Now, as he was approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" Here ends the reading. In 2 days, churches everywhere will observe Palm Sunday, when we remember Jesus' entry into Jerusalem and the beginning of Holy Week. As I read Luke's account of that event, I found myself wondering about this impromptu parade that set in motion all of the actions and reactions that would, in a very real and very lasting way, change the world. I wondered about how many people were in the multitude Luke refers to. Was it a few hundred, a few thousand, tens of thousands? There's no way to know. I wondered if Jesus' arrival was enough to halt business in Jerusalem, or if it was a minor event on an otherwise mundane day. In short, did everybody notice or only a few? I wondered why the religious leaders were so insistent that the crowd stifle their praise to God. I tried my best to imagine the scene, and then I wondered if I was simply exaggerating it in my mind. Of course, I'll never have all the answers to my wonderings, but I do believe every gospel's narrative around Holy Week invites us to journey with Jesus to Jerusalem, and to walk with him through his last few days in this life. Through the years, I've learned that Holy Week is its own kind of emotional journey. Even though I know the story of Easter, Holy Week reminds me there are no shortcuts to resurrection. We get to the empty tomb only after we've been to the upper room, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Golgotha. One of my favorite parts of Palm Sunday is the opening hymn. We sing it every year, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." The last two verses are particularly poignant. "To thee before thy passion they sang their hymn of praise. To thee now high exalted our melody we raise. Thou didst accept their praises, accept the prayers we bring. Who in all good delightest, thou good and gracious King." Holy Week is the church's annual opportunity to not only remember the greatest story ever told, but also through our acts of worship and songs of praise to be remembered, to be put back together by that same story. In our annual retelling, we will be reconstituted anew as living witnesses to the one who gave his whole self for the salvation of the world for all time. Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.